All right, ready to dive in. We're tackling culture care today. And this deep dive, well, it's kind of unique. We're going behind the scenes, almost like peeking into your notes for a book club on Makoto Fujimura.
Oh, Culture Care, his book.
That's the one. Culture care, reconnecting with beauty. You know how it is. Prepping for book club, all those thoughts.
Makes it more fun for us, like we're discovering alongside you.
Exactly. And those first chapters, Fujimura throws down a challenge. You picked up on that.
Yeah, like we care for the environment, right? He's saying culture needs that same energy.
And you flag this term he uses, generative.
Right. Not just holding on to culture, but making it fertile,
Yeah.
like for new growth, possibilities, the whole bit.
Speaking of nurturing, you loved the story about Fujimura's wife, Judy. Even when money was tight, she bought flowers. Powerful, right?
Totally. It's that thing, feeding your soul, not just your stomach. It's easy to get so caught up in just life, you know? But beauty, inspiration, we need that to really thrive. It got me thinking, what actually feeds my soul? And is that feeding the culture around me too? Big questions. And you wrote one down straight from your notes. Do you agree with Judy that we have to feed our souls? What's that even look like day to day?
Right. Because it's easy to say, but living it out. It's like when Fujimura talks about tending to society's soul. You really got that. Culture care isn't some museum thing, it's got to be woven into everything.
Exactly. And you mentioned how Fujimura says beauty isn't a luxury, it's essential, especially in this crazy world, right? You even said you feel swamped with information, entertainment, almost crowds out art sometimes.
It's true. Information overload, 24/7. Easy to push art aside. But you noted how Fujimura says art can lift us up, offer comfort, even joy in tough times. He uses that Isaiah passage about a garland instead of ashes.
Wow, yeah. Makes you think about artists, their role in all this culture care stuff.
Yeah.
You highlighted chapter three, how Fujimura talks about their responsibility, right?
Absolutely. Not just making pretty things, they're vital to a healthy society. Artists make us see differently, question things, even give voice to stuff we all feel but don't say. It's big. Huge. And then your notes get real. You're like, okay, but economics. How do we support artists, make art accessible when the world's all about profit? You even wondered if churches, once big art patrons, might have accidentally added to this problem by not focusing on art so much anymore?
Interesting point, right? And it gets to that amazing phrase you pulled out, how we need to treat people like works of art, not just cogs in a machine. What hits you about that?
Powerful stuff. It's like we forget people have inherent value, like their own kind of beauty.
Yeah, like each person's a masterpiece in progress, you know? And when Fujimura talks generative culture, it's about that, letting those expressions out, not just in art, but in being human.
Which makes me think of those Genesis moments you were highlighting. It's easy to think we need huge gestures to make a difference, but you're saying those little sparks matter too. Those small acts of creativity, generosity. What do those even look like in real life?
You know, it's funny, you actually wrote that down. How do we cultivate these values, not just see them in ourselves, our kids, the whole next generation?
Because it's one thing to say it, but to actually live it. And it takes me back to feeding our souls, that question from before. What are your things? The things that light you up, bring you joy, make you feel truly alive.
See, and that's what I love. You're connecting the dots. It's not enough to just experience beauty alone, right?
Yeah.
Got to amplify it, share it, make space for it, even when things are
Yeah.
tough. What if we treated each other with that kind of intention?
Especially when it's so easy to get bogged down, right? All the negativity, busyness, like the world's falling apart.
Oh, for sure. But Fujimura is saying we have a choice. Even then, he doesn't sugarcoat the hard stuff, but he says there's always hope. We can choose a different path. And it starts with those little culture care things you were saying.
Remembering we're not just along for the ride, we actually make culture with every choice, every day.
Exactly. And it's not a one and done either. You even said it's like tending a garden, that constant care and attention. Culture's the same way. It needs that constant nurturing to really flourish.
It's true. It really is like a garden needs tending. And that makes me think about how we get those generative values in the first place. Like, appreciating beauty is one thing, but Fujimura is pushing us further, right? To become creators ourselves.
100%. It's putting that hope, that possibility into action. And you know, you have this whole thing in your notes about failure.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, what if when things fall apart, that's actually part of it? Like, those messy moments are where growth happens.
Because those Genesis moments, they kind of come out of nowhere sometimes. When we have to change how we see things, this can be huge.
Totally. And that's what's so hopeful, right? Even when things are broken, messed up, there's always that potential for something new, something beautiful to come out of it. So, like, humans are made to be resilient, to create.
You don't have to just accept things how they are. We have power to shape our experience.
Yeah.
Find beauty even in the hard times, you know?
Exactly. And that's culture care at its core, right? It's not some passive thing. We all have a part in building the world we want. Might sound cheesy, but it really does start with those little things. Acts of kindness, beauty we share, those seeds of hope in us and everyone around us.
So wrapping up this deep dive into your culture care journey, there's this question you asked that I think sums it all up perfectly. If culture's a garden, what seeds are we planting today? The seeds of beauty, generosity, all of that. Something to think about as we go about our day, right? Our choices, even the small ones, they're all part of making this garden grow.